Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are still a little bit bruised from several years of financial one-two punches, as we sit here enjoying, I am delighted to say, an on the upswing economy, you're in the right place and you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates and listeners. Special shout out to Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast. Sitting here in our comfy, cozy flagship station here in Philadelphia, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us. Say it with me, because that's just the type of team player I am. Had a fantastic Thanksgiving. How was all of your Thanksgivings? Can you believe we're asking questions? I cannot believe Thanksgiving has come and gone. I'm telling you, this year is flying by. A phenomenal, great year, but going by at Mach 2. Had a wonderful Thanksgiving at the Hagopian house. Had tons of family out, tons of food, an incalculable number of carbohydrates were ingested. It was magnificent in the extreme. It's all good. How was yours? Tony's giving the big thumbs up. He had a good one, too. Good stuff. Hope you all had a fantastic one. And hearing great things about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all this other stuff going on. It's going to be a good year, guys. It's going to be a great holiday season. And yet we all want to kind of not go ape crazy when it comes to charging, when it comes to shopping, when it comes to buying. Everybody I talk to, everybody, that's not an exaggeration, 100% of the people I talk to are feeling like the economy's on its way up. They're feeling like they've got a little more wiggle room in their spending, all good stuff. They feel like they have a little more bandwidth to start paying down debt or pay it down even more aggressively, things that make me so very, very happy. We're going to be concentrating the next couple of shows on putting on a fantastic, amazing, over-the-top, gorgeous, blingy, fabulous Christmas, holiday, Hanukkah season without breaking the bank. And when I started putting the words out about this, I got phenomenal. I've got the best listeners in the world. Handfuls of paper from all over the place. I got to find a better way to organize this stuff. But for the next few shows, we're going to be focusing on amazing, incredible, easy, inexpensive gifts that will be remembered so fondly and lovingly. Guys, I want you to, before you start going or even thinking about going a little crazier spending this holiday season, I want you to think about the last Christmas seasons. Last Hanukkah seasons. What are the presents that you remember the most? All right. What are the ones that you remember, like almost brings a tear to your eye? Remember, those are the ones I'm willing to bet cost the least amount of money. We're talking, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah presents that tug at your heartstrings, not going to, you know, torpedo your wallet or your bank account. So when I put the word out saying, please send me your best gift ideas, ones that have been tried and true, you love them, they don't cost a lot of money, the response was unbelievable. So that's what we're doing today. Half past the hour, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Dad's going to be kind of rethinking some Thanksgiving stuff, how he's thankful for the stuff that we have. Great chat. Can't wait to air that later on in the show. And I want to hear from you guys as well. Guys, go to our website, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, hit Facebook, hit the blog, hit the email, hit whatever you want to do, and send me your best ideas. Whether you'd love to try it this year or whether or not you've done it in past years and it's always a big hit, send me your inexpensive, easy-to-do, always beloved gift ideas. I want to hear from them. If they fit the mood of the show, we will definitely put them on here. No crazy, tacky emails. I've had a couple of those, too, with regards to gift ideas. A-plus for originality, but we got to keep the FCC happy, so they will remain under wraps. So when we're talking about do-it-yourself, these kind of things, not even do-it-yourself, but easy-to-put-together gifts, who sent me this? Max Benjamin, listening in from Corpus Christi, Texas. His wife apparently does this every year. She goes to the dollar store, gets these, you know, like a recipe card box, those small boxes, the top flips up. Okay, she gets those. She decorates them, has some fun with it, gets gaudy, God bless it, and puts her favorite recipes inside. This lady is apparently a cooking, baking ninja. She is just neighborhood and family tree famous for it. And every year, she'll send out these recipe cards and these recipe boxes to anyone in their huge family tree who just got married, who maybe just moved out on their own, who maybe just, you know, you name it. Everybody loves good food, and they want to know how to make it. And when they've got someone in their family tree who is phenomenally, you know, really famous for their great cooking, baking, everythinging, desserting, main dishing, side dishing, and they want to know the recipes for it. Well, she will send out these recipe boxes, and she's been doing this since she got married, you know, decades ago. And she's finding out now that these relatives have held on to these things for years. Name one present that you got last year that you know you're going to be hanging on to for years and years and years. That's what I'm talking about. The keepsakes, the things that tug at your heartstrings, the things that make you smile. These are the gifts we're talking about. I had to say that one first. All right, let's see. What's next? Do you hear the paper around here? It's unbelievable, the paper. All right, here we go. Another one. Ooh, yeah, I love this. And it's not even, I mean, this is a universally cool gift to give. Scented candles. Do not roll your eyes. Tony's already rolling his eyes at me. Shut up. Here's why scented candles are a very good idea. Okay, in the weeks leading up to Christmas, all right, in this, you know, winter season, wherever you are in the country, everyone's house likes to smell of like pine trees. Either you got a real pine tree for your Christmas tree, show offs, or you're like me, covered in fake trees, because that's the only kind I can keep alive. But we love the smell of pine. So those pine scented candles are just heavenly. Any type of candles to me are heavenly. And the guys will not admit it, because I have a guy at home who will not admit this. But the smell of a really nice candle, that's some cool stuff. It's that, what do you call it, that smell therapy, whatever you call it. It's nice. It can fill up your room with like a really nice smell. And these people who send this, Shell Zithme, listening in, from our local station here, WCHE 1520 here in Philadelphia, their family gives out scented candles every year, and people just love them. They expect them every year. And honestly, scented candles, they can get a little pricey. So getting one as a gift is kind of a nice thing to do. You got to love that. Very cool stuff. All right, next up. Oh, you guys, I did this. I did this in my house, too. If I can do this, anybody can do this. Mike Alsman, listening in from Spokane, Washington, beautiful area of the country. His family, he did this with his kids when they were younger, and now that he does it with his grandkids, I love this. Custom Christmas tree ornaments that you make yourselves, and this is not anything tough to do, you guys. Hit your local dollar store and get some ornaments that you like, okay? They can be just the plain ones where you've got a lot of nice writing room for markers, anything else, a little handprint, who knows what, all right? And put down any kind of a customized whatever. If it's for maybe a 3-year-old or you know, younger than that, you write their name or have them scribble something in some sort of indelible marker. Have them put down the year. Maybe put down one letter of their name if they're too small to draw too much. And as they get older, have them make these more and more customized ones. I've got a daughter who loves doing this. My son even loves doing this as well. We give them out to grandparents. We give them out to aunts and uncles. We give them out to neighbors sometimes with the year on them. You want to talk about a keepsake that they will keep forever. If you went to my folks and you said, you know, John and Kathleen, I'll give you $500 for that Christmas ornament that your grandkids made when they were 2 years old, they'd laugh in your face. These are the types of things I'm talking about. These customized, beautiful, amazing, you know, tug at your heartstrings. Go like for a Hallmark Channel Hall of Fame, tug at your heartstrings kind of gifts. Because I'm telling you right now, they're easy to do. They will be kept forever. They cost next to nothing, and they take very little time. That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff. Who sent me this one? This is pretty cool. Susan Miller, listening in from St. Petersburg, Florida. Next up, she does two things. One, she has another one with a big family tree. You got to love it. And she's got a couple of relatives that, well, all of her relatives apparently are into gardening. They grew up in a very gardening sort of household. They're all feeling very handy around the garden. God bless you. I am the opposite on the gardening scale. Whenever she has someone new in her family, a housewarming gift, anything like that, she'll do a huge basket full of gardening tools, which she always gets at her local hardware stores. Very reasonable, good stuff. And people love it. That's the kind of thing people are going to do. Pruning shears, a small shovel, you know, maybe some packets of seeds for a nice, easy-to-do flower garden. That is very cool. You know, I got to focus on that for another minute, because she'll do that for her nieces and her nephews as well. Think about it. What do we have around us that will encourage us to start gardening? You know, we're not going to go out and do it on our own. If we have someone in our family tree that loves gardening, we're going to listen to them. And if you get a ready-made gardening kit where you've got the basics, you've got, you know, maybe a shovel, you've got a small hoe, a digging, what do you call those things? The thing, Tony's mocking me again. What do you call the things where you dig in like a little hole in the ground, like a trowel? Is that what it's called? If that's not what it's called, you guys know what I mean. But you put in like a small digging implement, just the basics. You put it into a basket. People are going to keep those gardening tools. People are going to try the seeds. People are going to learn something new. Growing your own food, there's a talent that a few more, you know, youngsters ought to be picking up. I love these gifts. Well, how much time? We got time for one more before the break. Oh my gosh, yes. And we're totally doing this after the break too. Another one sent to, I don't even have the name here. This woman, actually this family, sends out cookbooks every single holiday season. Cookbooks, they find out if people love Chinese food, they send them a Chinese cooking cookbook. They love Italian, they love desserts. They'll send them cookbooks that focus on their complete loves. I love that. Again, it's a book that's going to help you do something for cheaper. If you get any kind of a cookbook and you get an inkling to put it to work rather than, you know, buying takeout or anything else, I love that message. I love that lesson. It's all good. Guys, the time's flying. Hang out for another minute. We get back after the break. More fabulous gifts that will take you next to no time to get done, cost you very little, and the impact, they will love it for a lifetime. You all stay tuned. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about fabulous, inexpensive, easy-to-do, amazing gifts that people are going to love and remember, and it's not going to break the bank. But first, I have to give an important nutritional update. I got some coffee during the break, and I'm doing this thing with coffee where just about every person I know my age is saying, you got to start stirring some coconut oil into my coffee. I've seen this everywhere now. Coconut oil is the little black dress of the nutritional world. It just goes with everything, apparently. I'm supposed to cook with it and use it on stuff and use it in baking and use it in everything else. Well, the closest I'm coming to home cooking every day is just my usual percolated pot of coffee. So I'm starting to put coconut oil in here. And I think I'm doing it wrong because it's just little tiny slimy globs on the back of my, top of my coffee cup. And everybody's raving about this. So I think I'm doing this wrong because rave isn't exactly a word I'd use to apply to my coffee right now. And you know how much I love my coffee. So I'm going to drink this. But if you guys have any advice on how to do coconut oil in ways where it doesn't taste like slimy blobs on top of my food, I would really appreciate that. Please find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. So I'm looking, it's okay, I guess. If I drink it kind of fast around, it's supposed to be good for me, so I'm going to do it. I hear good things about it, so there you go. That lack of enthusiasm you're hearing, that's very accurate, yeah. Not so enthusiastic, so I need your help. Getting back to fabulous gifts, what were we talking about before? Oh, here we go. This is one of the biggest ones that was sent to me. People love this. How many people sent this to me? Nat Brenner, listening in from WCHE Philadelphia. Charles Zisman, listening in from Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much, who's live streaming us. Bridget Mikes, listening in from Boston, Massachusetts. And Xavier Sachs, listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi. They all love this gift, and no doubt so many other people do too. Keepsakes. Just a photograph or a handful of photographs, your favorite pictures from the past year. Maybe you guys took a vacation. Maybe some of the kids' school pictures turned out perfectly. Maybe you redid a room in your house and took some photos of it, whatever it is. Think about the photos. If you guys are on Facebook, think about the photos that got the most raves this past year. It could have been a family outing. It could have been some great accomplishment of your kids or your grandkids, whatever. You know, the people that you love who are on Facebook with you, that they loved it, they liked it, they ranted and raved about it, they adored it. Start getting those pictures all put together. Get them printed out somewhere. Do color photos. If you don't have a printer at home, that'll accommodate it. And I do have a color printer at home, but I don't want to tear through all of the toner by doing it all at home. Do yourself a favor. Get online with some local photo, whatever place. I usually hit Walmart, free plug for Walmart. You send them these photos via email, and they'll do it for you for maybe a couple of pennies per color print. You go to the dollar store, get beautiful frames. You frame up all of the best, maybe say you're doing this for your folks and you got kids, or, aunts and uncles doing it for your niece and nephew, whatever it is, and get your favorite color prints that just sum up the entire year from, winter, spring, summer, fall, all of your favorite pictures. Get them all printed out. Put them in the dollar store frames, put them inside a dollar store bag. You don't even have to wrap them. Put them in some beautiful dollar store bag and tissue paper on top of it. Nice card. I have done this. And my folks rant. They love it. They rave about it. They don't rant about it. They rave about it. They adore it. They want it every year. It's a gift that they'll use, that they'll love, that makes them smile every time you use it. It is the quintessential. It's what everybody wants out of a gift. Okay. Say you've got coworkers that you want to buy gifts for. Okay. And you had some kind of an outing. Who knows what? You had some fun time. You did whatever. You got these great pictures of it. Frame those up and send those out. What could be a better, more fabulous, loved gift? Easy to do, inexpensive, very heartfelt, very much grabbing the holiday season than doing that. I just love that idea. So do that. If you got people on your gift list, how am I going to do anything for them? What am I going to do? Think seriously if they'd be a good candidate for doing a bunch of keepsake photos. You put like maybe a half dozen, a dozen of them if you want to, into a nice frame. Get that put into a nice little gift bag. Boom. Boomalicious. Good stuff. Next up. Oh, I love this one. Who sent me this one? Alyssa Grobman, listening in from Dallas, Texas. This is something she does for her grandkids every year. She's got grandkids. Are you ready for this? She has 11 grandkids between the ages of 25 and 4. Okay, here's what she does for all of them. She sends them stationery, a beautiful quality pen. Who gets pens anymore for Christmas? How fabulous is that? And a few stamps. Here's what she does. And again, she's so right. Because email is email. We love the speed of email. We love that it's easy and it's fast and we get the point across. It's all great. How many times do you keep an email? You might have it in your inbox forever and a day, you know, for how many decades? So be it. How do you respond when you get something in the mail that's handwritten on beautiful stationery, a nice card, they put a stamp on it, they sent it in the mail? You keep those. They tug at your heartstrings. You'll read it over and over again. You'll memorize the handwriting. Maybe it's from a kid, one of your grandkids, or, you know, who knows what, any kind of a family member, a niece or a nephew or a son or a daughter. And you memorize what their handwriting was like when they were little, and now they're sending it to you at an older age. You can compare it. For so many reasons, I love this gift. Okay, she sends personalized stationery, which she gets at a local craft store. She puts it together herself. She sends out different types of stationery. She puts the stamps in the package as well, because how many of us don't have stamps when we need it? And a beautiful gift card, a beautiful note saying how much, you know, they're proud of them. Let me know what's going on in your life. And she will get back these handwritten notes on this customized stationery all year. She gets notes back from all of these kids. I absolutely love that. So think about that. And here's another thing. I'm thinking about the dollar store again. The dollar store has these beautiful, small, it's like a huge selection of cards, but the thank you note cards, that kind of size, doesn't require a lot of writing on them, but they're beautiful. You can buy those, customize those, send them out with a couple of stamps and a nice note. You will get a great response to that. I just love that. And it doesn't take a lot of work. God knows it takes next to no money, and it's something they will love. It is the perfect trifecta. Doesn't cost a lot. Doesn't take a lot of time. The recipient loves it. Boom. Boom. Next up, we got time for, what do we got? 2 minutes? Yay. Here we go. I love this one too. Tucker Sampson. Tucker, where are you from? I don't have your address here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tucker Sampson, his wife, sends this out every year. And she does the same thing every year for people. I love this. A journal or a notebook with a personal note. She will send out journals to everybody on her gift list. It's become an expected, wonderful, anticipated with great joy thing. And because how many people are going to buy a notebook or a journal for themselves? We're not going to do it. And believe it or not, he says it out here, says the guys would never admit it, but the guys like to tuck a couple of notes in there too. It's just a family journal that they all kind of contribute to. I love this. Keeping a journal, it says here, can increase focus, promote mindfulness, and boost memory. I love that. So his wife is a nurse, apparently, sends out these journals to everybody. And they love it. They'll put in, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. My God, if I thought I had to get a note in a journal every day, I'd kill myself. But when it comes to these journals, you can do it once a month. You can do it once a season and have a little time with it and say, hey, we had the best time this spring, this Easter, this Hanukkah, this the first day of summer, the last day of this, you know, Halloween pictures. Do these little bits here and there. And she says people that she has sent these journals to, they would have never journaled if they didn't have this gift from her every year. They just would never buy it for themselves. That's another hallmark of a great gift. Something that people didn't know they were going to appreciate until someone else got it for them. Something that they were never going to buy for themselves. So she gets these journals every single year, sends them out to the couple or dozen so people that she loves. It's an easy gift to buy. Let's face it, you can even order them online. You send them out with a little note, whatever. It's loved. It costs next to nothing. The people adore it. And it's something easy to do. I love this stuff. I love this. And I want to hear from you guys as well, because it's becoming very clear that you guys are far more creative than I am when it comes to these cool gifts. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Send me your inexpensive gift ideas. I want to hear them. I want to say them on the air. Oh, God almighty, Tony's getting apoplectic here. He's trying to freak out, trying to get me to close this up, this segment. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, talking about all the things we're thankful for this past Thanksgiving. You all stay tuned.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions, Google Play holiday music, even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it's half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Now, it is the week after Thanksgiving, but we are still in the definite Thanksgiving mode. So we're switching things up just a little bit here, talking about the very cool country we live in and all of the great things that we're thankful for. Leading it off, something I'm very grateful for, very cool dad, John Harriott of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. And very cool to have you in studio, sir. Happy happy post-Thanksgiving.
Mutual Thanksgiving Society. Here. Very, very thankful for my wife and three lovely daughters, one of whom I get to commiserate with.
Isn't it awesome?
Every week and do this lovely radio show. I hope you folks find it entertaining and educational, as I've said many times. I know there's at least two people who are entertained by this. That's Chrissy and me every week.
We get great feedback, and honest to God, guys, I'm loving the emails we're getting, the texts that we're getting. Do not be shy. Real estate is going absolutely from zero to 60. It is throttling up, and everybody out there that I know is interested in some way, shape, or form. Buying, selling, renting, flipping. If you've got questions, Dad's got the answers. Here, call or text this number. It's 484-574-4088. And in all seriousness, if you've got questions about real estate, Dad's the guy that can get them answered for you. Go to it.
Be glad to help you out, folks. I can certainly give you direction and guidance and toward a good agent in any part of the USA where we're heard.
Good stuff.
Chrissy, I decided we ought to switch it up a little bit and talk about Thanksgiving.
I like that.
This is the week after Thanksgiving where we're being heard here. I was thinking about this as I got up this morning. Something just didn't quite feel right about talking real estate again on the radio today. Now, you know, I think I'd like to share some experiences I had. As a very young man, I won't tell you how old I am right now, but... I'll say back in 1962, I was 23 years old.
Very cool.
And a brand newly minted second lieutenant in the United States Army Corps of Engineers, graduate of South Dakota State University. Go Jackrabbits.
Absolutely.
Went to Fort Belvoir, Virginia for the Engineer Officer Orientation Course, which was the officer's version of basic training. And 3 months later was on my way to West Germany as part of the force build up there. Department of the Army realized in 1962 that, oh, my God, the Russians just built the Berlin Wall.
That's right.
They might be thinking about invading us, and our troops in Germany aren't quite well equipped to stand up to that. So they sent a lot of people. I think every engineering second lieutenant who wanted to go to Germany for the next year and a half got his wish and got to go there. So I stuck up my hand, volunteered. So I got, as a very young age, to look at and compare some of the differences between the United States and West Germany. Now, West Germany was still a very progressive, beautiful country. But there were some very key differences. For example, most people in West Germany rented their homes.
About
80% rented, 20% owned, as opposed to the United States. Back even then, we were like 65% home ownership.
That's incredible.
And in my little small town in Summit, South Dakota, about 500 people, I can't think of anybody who did not own their own home.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So that was one difference. Also, the German salaries were a lot lower than the American salaries were.
Right.
One of the things that generated a fair amount of distrust and suspicion was that the Army people who were stationed there made, in general, a whale of a lot more money than the Germans did.
I'll be darned.
Pick up a lot of things. That was just my phone ringing there,
good
folks,
stuff.
To make sure that I let you know that I am still a practicing realtor. Another comparison I got to make, and as I said, I really am sorry in one way that so few people get to serve in the military these days. And while I'm thinking that in a democracy like ours, nobody should really be forced to serve in the military, there's also some positives that people are not getting. Now, back in the early 60s, when I graduated from college, The feeling was that just about everybody not married or didn't have a critical skill was going to be drafted into the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, better to go in as a second lieutenant with some bars on my shoulders than as a private E-1.
There you go.
And as a result, I got to contrast life in the United States with life in Germany. I also got to spend a couple of weeks in Turkey. We had some troops stationed there from our engineering battalion. And I flew from Frankfurt in Germany down to Istanbul and then Istanbul across to Adana, Turkey. And I got to tell you, Istanbul being a beautiful, beautiful old city, but you could tell just from walking around and taking a look at things, their standard of living was not up to what it was in the
United States.
Now,
exactly.
I can't say that there was every city in the United States was beautiful at that point in time, but you could tell that the Turkish standard of living was nowhere near what it was in the United States.
Exactly right. I love all these various travel stories. That's what's so cool. We were talking briefly, and this is before the break, you were talking about Germany, and suddenly all these ideas and memories kept flooding in my head about when we lived in Jamaica when we were kids. So I find so many similarities between what you're talking about with Germany. Mm-hmm. You were talking, you were in Turkey?
Yeah, in Turkey. That's just there for a couple of weeks on temporary duty.
Wow.
And just got a chance to drive around the country, and you can get a good sense of what is actually going on in the country just by driving around, beginning to talk to a few people.
Love it.
Nowhere near the kind of opportunity that young people have in Turkey that we had in the United States.
Nope.
And you mentioned living in Jamaica that year we were there from
Absolutely.
1974 to 75.
Yep.
Thank God for the understanding of my wife. She packed herself and three young daughters, 6, 4, and 6 months at that point in time.
Yep.
Off we went to Jamaica, where I got this job that paid me a whole boatload of money for 1974.
That's right.
But when you get there, now our kids had the opportunity to go to a very nice private school because they were expatriates. You mentioned, though, that your teachers had one characteristic there that didn't ring true in the United States anyway.
From my six-year-old viewpoint, they were all nice as can be. Private school teachers, so nice. I was so blessed. And they all had crazy bad teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They all had crazy bad teeth. And so many other things jump out of my head. Number one, it was a great social experiment. I was one of the only minority white kids in that school. Me and Julia McHale, a little Canadian kid.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was all the other way. Very ugly jumpers. That still sticks in my six-year-old mind. But between that
green and
honestly,
white plaid, as I remember.
Green and white plaid. The food sources were terrible. Mom had to go through towns and she'd have to buy flour from places. She'd have to screen it to make sure there were no bugs in it, which you don't get in the U.S. The hospitals were beyond horrible. Even I remember that from when I was a kid. On so many levels, even to my six-year-old mind, I knew huge differences between that and the U.S. So ever grateful for the U.S. of A.
Yeah, one of the friends that we had in Jamaica was a nurse. Spent a lot of time with our family.
Yeah.
And there were two medical systems in Jamaica. There was a public medical system and a private medical system.
Aunt Claire.
Aunt Claire, and she was a nurse, and I believe she was a nurse in the, I forget if it was the public hospital or the private hospital. They were located very close to each other, but she would tell us stories about when she would stand outside the operating room in this public hospital and listen to the doctors, and when they ran across something they needed that they didn't have, she would run up to the private hospital, get a bottle or a jug, whatever it was that they needed,
oh my gosh.
And bring it back to the public hospital so that they could go on with her operation, but that just doesn't happen in public hospitals in the United States. So another contrast. And in Jamaica, public schools, they did exist, but kids went to public schools very, very randomly. Very, very few people got the chance to go to college and get a college education. So Jamaica is a beautiful country, wonderful weather, Caribbean Sea, outstanding beaches. But I tell you, as a place to live and grow wealthy and raise your family and have enough money to do some things discretionary does not begin to compare to the old U.S. of A.
And how about when we were going to be moving back to the States and we had a lot of items in our home that would be considered very mainstream between, a small black and white TV, the nice cutlery, we had nice, dishes, that kind of thing we brought along. We were not allowed to bring them home with us or suffer a huge, massive penalty or whatever it was. So Mom sold off. Didn't you have this amazing garage sale like 1974 or 1975? You had this garage sale that netted you how much?
This was again, a consequence of the Jamaican socialist government putting controls on things. But, it wasn't that we couldn't take things out of the country without paying a penalty. People couldn't bring furniture and niceties into the country without paying a huge penalty.
So there's a huge demand.
Except for us expatriates
who
could bring in a limited amount. And we brought in our sofa, some chairs, a small little black and white TV set. A lawnmower.
So there was no ability to buy this stuff on the island. You had to get them from the expatriates. So when these expatriates, the Harriets, were about to move out of town, you guys threw a God bless capitalistic haven in the middle of the socialistic island, and you had a garage sale that would net an amount that would be envied by anyone today, circa 2017.
Yep, we sold a little black and white TV set that I paid like $50 for at a drugstore in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and sold it for $150.
Oh my gosh.
But that was example of socialist government controls.
That's That's right.
Again, does our government interfere with a lot of stuff? Yes, it does, but nowhere near the socialism of what we saw in Jamaica. Now, another place I had a chance to contrast living in the wonderful United States of America and a foreign country was Vietnam.
Right.
I was sent to Vietnam at the end of my Army tour in 1966. And, my God, you talk about dirt poor, poor education, born into grinding poverty, and no way to get the bleep out of it.
Nope.
It just was just awful. I was stationed at a place called Cam Ranh Bay, about 150 miles north of Saigon, major Army logistics post, and there was a small village there. One night, our group surgeon and I took a walk down through the village. The word got out that there was an American doctor walking through the town.
Oh, sure.
And all of a sudden, we had lots and lots of people following us.
Unbelievable.
And the ones doctor could treat or help on the spot, he did. Others he invited back to the group headquarters and treated them. Talk about grinding poverty, no education, no chance to get out of that grinding ditch that you were in. But the point is, again, governments can sure screw you up and make things bad. To the degree they get out of the road, make things freer, they probably are going to make things better.
God bless the U.S. of A.
And God bless the U.S. of A. So, Jamaica, Germany, Turkey, Vietnam, those are my foreign comparisons.
Very cool.
And thank God for living in the United States. I thank God I was born here every day of my life.
Me too.
Now that I've been a civilian for a long time, and Chrissy's mom and I just love taking cruises. And we get into some places that, Mexico. I forget the name of the port in Mexico that we stop in frequently.
The Love Boat always stopped it in Puerto Vallarta. Just put that's my
cruising
experience.
That's on the West Coast. We've only been there once. But again, you get off and you take a look at the automobiles and the way the people are dressed. And no contrast with how people are born into poverty and they have basically no way to get out of it. U.S. of A., if you're born into poverty and you want to get a Ph.D. in whatever or multiple Ph.D.s, you can do it.
So much for your service, Pop. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Hey, guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about inexpensive, amazing, fabulously easy things to do, does not break the bank, and will absolutely guarantee you to be some of the most beloved, wonderful, kept forever gifts out there. I love that combo. It's all good. Coming up here, what else do we have here? In no particular order. Ooh, I like this. There's no name next to this one, but I love it. Custom tote bags. Probably more girly than guy from what I'm looking at here, but when you think about it, you can find tote bags in like camo sort of fabric, that kind of thing too. And everybody needs bags to cart around their crap in these days. Even guys. Guys need a really cool man bag, very masculine. I don't know what makes it masculine. Tony, do you have a man bag? You do have a man bag. Tony has a man bag. This just in. Tony has a man bag. What's on it? Like blood and stuff like that to make it really manly? Or, all right, you got to bring it in next week. We're going to have people asking about that now. Okay, so get your Tony man bags here. But these cool tote bags, these would be a great gift for kids too. If anything, it'll help them keep their stuff, you know, put together a little bit better. Gotta love that. Okay, here we go. What else? Costume jewelry. Oh, hell yes. Oh my gosh, I love this stuff. And it's not just for women. Heads up, this is one of the best things you can find at your local Goodwill, at your local consignment stores, your Goodwills. Beautiful, amazing costume jewelry. I have heard from people who go from thrift store to thrift store because they have an eye for, like, actual diamonds, rubies, emeralds. They know how to track them. They know how to find them. And they'll go into these wonderful thrift stores, and they will, on a regular basis, find, you know, this very inexpensive, a couple of bucks for a pin or maybe earrings or ancient costume jewelry, and they find it has actual real diamonds in it, that kind of thing. I love that. If for no other reason, hit your local thrift stores. Find the costume jewelry that the women in your life will love. Huge, major man points for that. I'm just putting that out there. Also, just as a heads up, it's not just cool, you know, accessories for women in there too. I've seen money clips, very cool, old school. I've seen wallets, beautiful old leather wallets that are just, you just don't make them like that anymore. Cool things for men out there as well. You got to love it. Oh, hey, this just came in. Buying somebody a new wallet. Yeah, you know what? That is a gift that people would hang on to. Again, I don't have a name to go with it. My apologies. But there's a person here who buys wallets for everybody each year because it does get beat up and banged up and has to get, you know, replaced on a regular basis. Very cool stuff. Oh, here's some good ones. Guys, here's some awesome ones. Okay. Again, no name on this. People listening in from coast to coast sending me in these fantastic, great recommendations. Food and drink category. I mentioned this last week on last week's show. Not, you know, until very recently, like back in Victorian times, everything else, an average family working an average salary, you know, to spending the average amount of money, would spend, on average, 25% of their income on food. Food was expensive back then. So food gifts were very, very in vogue, very appreciated, very adored, very enjoyed, which is all the things that you want in your holiday gifts here. So these food gifts are a great idea. I love it. Yes. And I love this line. The more carbs, the better. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, guys, I'm in the zone. There is no weight going to be lost on this girl come, you know, the holiday season. So I'm loving these gift ideas. This lady does a fantastic homemade bread that people just go nuts about. She'll never disclose the recipe, but she makes, you know, a couple dozen of these, has a great weekend at home, gives them out as gifts. There's something you can't find in stores. There's something absolutely addictive. People are longing for it, for a gift. People are waiting for it each year for a gift. That's a cool gift. Very cool stuff. Oh, next up. Now, this one I could manage. You know, food, candy, carbs, never a bad gift. I'm sorry. No matter how stringent you are on your diet or your eating plan throughout the course of the year, come the first week of December, people are like, wee, gone. We're going to just have our own, you know, our own menu, and it includes anything we really, really want. Next up, great gift, a nice vase, a brand new vase or a jar filled with candy. I love this. This one's filled with jelly beans. They got Skittles. They've got Hershey's Kisses. Whatever your favorite person's favorite candy is, fill up a jar or a brand new vase. You know those tiny vases you can get at the dollar store? They're cute. You can put a ribbon around them. They make great office gifts. I've got to figure out, I got to connect with Victor, because every year we like to give out gifts to the people on his team. And his team's getting, it's growing. It's a big team. I'm so proud of my husband. But we got to find something to do for a nice gift for the holidays. And what do you do when there's a couple dozen people, all with various tastes, all with various likes and dislikes? I'd say it with food. You say it with food, my friends. Put this nice vase together. The women will enjoy it. The guys can take it home and give it to their, you know, the women in their lives for a vase to use later. And everybody loves candy. It's going to be a wonderful, crazy, fantastic holiday season. People are trying to get stuff done before the end of the year. You know, you feel like there's just not enough time. But there's always time for some candy in my book. So make it happen. Mugs. Oh, my God. This is brilliant. And this is another great dollar store find. Guys, think about everybody on your gift list from ages 1 to 101. Could any of them use a mug? Yeah, especially me. I have 75 mugs at home, and I would love to get more. Bring on the mugs, my friends. I love them. That's another thing, apparently. If you get yourself a mug in the right kind of paint, you don't even need to fire or kiln, this sort of thing, whatever, but you can customize these mugs. Imagine if a kid that you know, some kid in your family tree, got their hands on these mugs and you helped them paint, you know, a big heart and their initial and maybe the year, that kind of thing. Tell me one family member that would ever part with that mug. That's what I'm talking about. It's easy. It's fun. They'll keep it forever. And it's inexpensive. Boom. Bring on the mugs. Very nice. What's this one? Again, no name, my apologies, but they give out booze every year. Now, I'm not much of an alcohol drinker. I got to be honest with you. I save my calories for chocolate. But apparently, this guy sends out a little gift basket each year with a bottle of good bitters and a book of cocktails. Tony's nodding his head in sage agreement. You like that one? Now I know what I'm getting you. A bottle of good bitters and a book of cocktails. What are bitters? Tony's ready to throw something at me. I'm supposed to know what bitters are? What the hell are bitters? Who wants a bitter drink? Anyway, whatever that is, excuse my ignorance on the whole bitters thing. But apparently, if you're a friend of Tony's, he'd love a bottle with that stuff or a basket with a good amount of stuff. Very cool. And this makes sense. This guy sends this basket with bitters and a book of cocktails and other goodies in here to all of his college buddies each year. All right. I'm starting to realize what the big thing that would be. Very cool stuff. All right, next up, ooh, a custom-made gift bag or basket of gourmet chocolate truffles or bars. Yeah, very nice. A six-pack of specialty beer also sent out to friends. You gotta love it. A nuts and trail mix gift bag that they make themselves. Oh, I'm impressed. Very cool stuff. All right, next up, a good $10 bottle of wine. Apparently, there's a huge selection of that out there. They're saying, oh, what she does, she just picks out like 20 bottles of that, spends a couple hundred bucks, but she has them ready to go for any kind of a last-minute gift, for any kind of a last-minute get-together. Get yourself some $10 bottles of wine. Very cool. Bottle of nice olive oil. Coolness. Now, see, I wouldn't know what a nice bottle is or a not nice bottle. So, you know, you can give me anything and I'm going to be like, what a great bottle of olive oil. Very cool stuff. But I love the maybe a bottle of olive oil and a good cookbook. Very cool stuff. Really? Oh, my God. The time has flown. Tony's giving me the wrap up. Guys, I can't believe how fast the time has flown. Here's the idea, guys. This Christmas season, this Hanukkah season, we're not going to freak out. We're not going to go broke. We're not going to stress out. It is a beautiful, amazing time to be in today's economy, and we're going to just wring every bit of goodness out of it that we can by giving great gifts that people will love that won't break the bank. Keep those great ideas coming, and until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.